I'm Alan Lido for 91.3 WUKY, where it is time once again for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, it is Olympics time once again.
I'm showing my age, but my obsession with the Olympics began in 1980 when I saw the U.S. men's hockey team beat the Russian team and then go on to win the gold medal. So many iconic moments since then. Yes, the Olympics are about the athletes, but we take for granted those people who guide us viewers through the experience, the commentators. Since 1984, Tom Hammond has been calling sports on NBC. He did horse racing, including the Kentucky Derby. He called Notre Dame football, the NFL, the NBA. But throughout most of my time growing up, I heard the voice of Tom Hammond calling various events in both the Summer and the Winter Olympics. In fact, he worked 13 Olympics. And in this clip, Tom Hammond talks about how he got started.
I had done an NBA playoff game, the Pacers and the Celtics in Boston, on a Sunday. And on Monday, when I'm back home, I get a call from Dick Ebersol, who is the chairman of NBC Sports, and said, good game yesterday. He said, by the way, what do you know about track and field? I said, not much. I've been to a track meet or two maybe in my life while I was doing local television, but I really don't know anything about it. And he said, well, you'll be fine. He said, in 2 weeks, I want you to do the U.S. Championships, and then, assuming that goes okay, to do the World Championships 2 weeks later in Tokyo, and then to do the Olympic track and field in Barcelona, Spain. So that was my introduction to track and field. I'd done men's and women's basketball at my first Olympics in Seoul in 1988. And then since the 92 Olympics in Barcelona, I've done track and field at every summer games.
Tom Hammond has seen so many of these iconic moments in various Olympics over the years. In this clip, he remembers one of his favorites.
But maybe the one that is etched in my memory the most would be in Sydney at the Olympics in 2000. There was an Aboriginal Australian runner named Kathy Freeman, who had finished second in the 400 meters in Atlanta in 1996. And now the Olympics are coming to her home country in Sydney. And boy, she's starting to feel the pressure of her countrymen wanting her to win. But she's starting to feel this pressure, and you can see it in the events leading up to the Olympics. Then at the Olympics, at the opening ceremony, she has the great honor of being chosen to light the Olympic flame in Olympic Stadium. So here's this Aboriginal Australian getting this great honors. And so as she lines up in the 400 meters, you can just see the pressure on her. Now she's not only had the pressure to perform, but the pressure of representing her country. And I always tell potential broadcasters, if you know you're going to be part of something historic, just give a little thought beforehand about what you might say. Don't trust yourself to do it on the fly, because maybe it'll be great, maybe it won't be. So you don't have to memorize anything, but just think about the concepts and what you might say. So as she got into the blocks for the 400 meters, I said that Kathy Freeman has waited 4 years for this moment. Australians have waited 40 years, and her Aboriginal people have waited forever. And the gun goes off, and she's behind. They come to the top of the home straightaway, and she's about fourth. There's no way she could win.
They're coming to the final turn and approaching the home straightaway. And Kathy Freeman has work to do, but she's up to the challenge. And Kathy Freeman goes to the lead. Here they come to the line. Kathy Freeman by a big margin for Australia.
Somehow in that last 100 meters, she just willed herself to victory. She won the race 2 steps beyond the finish line. She collapsed to the track and just lay on the track with not only the exertion of winning that race, but with the weight of the world lifted from her shoulders. And it was such a moment, and the first Aboriginal person to ever win an Olympic medal. So that was one of my favorites, maybe the favorite moment of many, many, many.
Tom Hammond is now retired. What I would give to watch the Olympics sitting with this broadcasting legend on his couch and hear his commentary.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.